if I had a pony. In the studio with me is Bo Darcy. He's an entrepreneur, and he wants to put a party boat in Lake Michigan. And Darcy, I'm sorry, Bo, you have two first names. It could be Darcy. Hey, it's Darcy. It's Bo. It's Bo Darcy. Are you a party guy or a boat guy or a party boat guy and decided, hey, I got to make some money off of this. I'm going to put a party boat in Lake Michigan. What's your background?
So I'm actually an engineer, believe it or not, by trade, and not much of a party guy anymore. I was at our launch party on Tuesday night, and I didn't have a single drink the whole time. I was just enjoying the atmosphere, and that's more fun than what the party part used to be.
You had a launch party already. What did you launch?
We launched our Kickstarter campaign on Tuesday morning, and it's been a great success. We've had a lot of fun with it, and a lot of support has come in through that channel.
Explain what you want to put in Lake Michigan.
So what we'd like to deliver is a floating entertainment venue, a floating entertainment destination on Lake Michigan. And it'll be a place primarily where folks that don't have boats can take a water taxi out and get onto the platform and feel like you're part of the boating community without having to buy a boat. And for boaters, it gives local boaters a place to take their boats to, which we don't really have a lot of as of right now.
And how big would this thing be?
The vessel is 300 feet long and 100 feet wide. So it's about the size of a football field on the main deck. And then we do two levels up. So we've got about 50,000 square feet of space, including a 10,000 square foot swimming pool, believe it or not.
And how did you come upon this idea? It was in the making in your head for years, or you just woke up one morning, you know what this city needs? A party barge. Were you inspired by seeing it somewhere else?
I did see an example elsewhere. It's in Istanbul, Turkey, believe it or not. And it's an Olympic swimming pool. It's a remote platform. You have to take a boat to it. And they also do a water taxi loop there as well. And I said, if they can do it in Istanbul, we surely can do that in Chicago as well.
That's what my bumper sticker says. How much would this cost?
The total project is about $23 million all in. That's design, construction, and the launch of the vessel when we start operations.
And this Kickstarter program that you are involved in, how much have you raised so far on that?
So we set out, our initial goal was to raise $30,000 over 30 days, and we raised $30,000 in 36 hours. So in a day and a half, we destroyed our first goal. We've now extended that to $60,000, so we're still going strong.
How much do you need in your bank account to get it started?
The Kickstarter is separate from our funding, so we're raising private funding right now and from investors that will allow us to begin the design work, the detailed design. The Kickstarter is a way for folks to show their public support and to feel a sense of ownership for what we believe will be the next iconic feature for our city.
Where will you dock this?
In the summertime, it sits offshore. It will actually stay out remotely, and you'll have to take a boat to get out to it. If you have one, you bring it out. If you don't, we'll have water taxis that can get you there and back. And then in the wintertime, we're going to wrap the whole thing in a clear dome and pull it up along shore so you can just walk on and off it at that point. And it'll be a little mini escape from Siberia or the polar vortex here locally.
Okay, when I hear the clear dome and all this, it just sounds like a $23 million project and a clear dome. The dome is separate from the $23 million, or is that part of the $23
million? It's part of the $23 million.
So you get the dome, the party boat, out the door, $23
million. Two-for-one package.
Where along the lakeshore have you picked a spot that you would love to dock it, or is that still up for grabs?
We're still deciding that. There are a lot of great options.
Well, who's we, sucker? Have you talked to City Hall about this? I got to get into this. City Hall's on board?
We have shared the project with the mayor's office, so they're aware of it. At this early stage in the project, we didn't have any opposition to continue forward, but we know that we still have to go through the formal permitting process when we get a little further along.
And what's the liability on something like this to have a platform out in the lake and people jumping off and in and this and that? Isn't there a lot of insurance situation that you have to get involved in?
We will have insurance policies, obviously, that cover the vessel, but safety is one of our key priorities. And I actually worked in a factory as an engineer for a long time. Safety is the key there, keeping your workers safe. And so that's something that I'm bringing to this project as well, that is one of our top priorities.
In the illustration that you handed me, it looks like your wish list of where to dock it is in what I know they call the bathtub off of Lakeshore Drive by Oak Street, where that breakwater is. At least that's what it looks like to me. But there's a breakwater down by Monroe, too. I understand that. But that area, which is by boaters called the bathtub, that's where they all park on a hot summer day. You'll see all those boats off of the breakwater. Is that where your ideal location would be?
We'll actually be a little further, quite a bit further east from that, further out into the lake.
On the other side of the breakwater? You'll be east of the breakwater?
Just inside, just west of the outer break wall.
Okay, so inside the breakwater.
Just inside the breakwater.
But close to the wall.
Yep, and if you went to the end of the water treatment pier, if you go another one-third of a mile past that, that's the location we'll be in.
Where would you have it built?
We're looking at shipyards. There are shipyards across the country, some on the Great Lakes and some on the river network south of us. And so the vessel portion will be built at a shipyard. And then the part that sits on top of the vessel, the white structure in the images, that will be built at, they call it a modular factory. So they'll build the two separately, and then they'll put them together at the shipyard.
And time-wise, how long would it take, you think, to get this money in and this built? How many years?
Years, plural, hopefully years, singular. We're aiming right now to open for next summer. Mid-next summer is the objective right now.
With the dome and everything.
With the dome and everything.
Where do they make domes? Glass domes. Is it glass? What's it made out of? What's the dome made out of?
It's a soft structure. It was created by Goodyear, the tire company, believe it or not. And it's an inflatable structure, so they call it an air structure. So it's supported by air pressure. It's held up, and it makes it very easy to store. So when it comes down, it folds up onto a pallet, and you store it for the off season.
Just like some kind of Christmas decoration. Put it back in the garage for next year.
Like a golf dome?
Like a clear version of the inflatable domes over some driving ranges, yes.
Wow, if you can get this in the lake next summer, then you're my new favorite person in Chicago. You should run for mayor, because you can see what the Ricketts are going through, and that's a beloved institution, and they can't get squat. And here we have this beautiful party barge out on the lake, if it comes to pass, in a year, that would be something. With all the red tape,
he has no rooftops to worry about, though.
Yeah, but still, you know, City Hall here, they just seem to operate on their own, whatever that is.
Yeah, the Kickstarter was something we used to gauge what the public support would be for the project, and to see the overwhelming support, the emails, the Facebook messages, tweets, I literally cannot keep up with it right now. People encouraging us to continue forward. I've not slept much this week because of it. It just really has pushed me to keep going with the project.
What's the minimum donation you've had in Kickstarter?
Right now, the minimum is actually $1. For $1, you can participate in the project just to put your name on it and show that you were part of Breakwater. And we've had as high as $5,000 donated by one individual so far.
If you contribute $5,000, are you part owner, or is that just Kickstarters? You just give your money to get the project, whatever that is, out there, and you get nothing for it, right?
You get something for it. You don't get ownership, so it's not like stock or equity. What you do get is a tangible item. For us, it's different levels per each price. For $10, you get a free access, which is worth about $20 when we open up. For $7,500 right now, you can be the first person on Earth that gets to jump into the Breakwater pool when we deliver it.
Okay. I want to be the first streaming radio show to broadcast from the party barge next summer. Can I be? Can you put me down for that? You're on record now. You can't invite some other schmo and say, oh, yeah, you're going to be on it because you gave me $3,000. I was the first guy to have you on a streaming radio show. I want to be the first radio show to broadcast from this.
You won't believe this, but I was propositioned out in the hallway, actually, just before coming in here. Somebody asked the same question, so I should be careful.
I swear to God. What kind of savages am I working with here?
Savages.
It's a friendly environment.
Who invited you up here? We did, right?
That's right.
And who was this person? Do you know?
He records downstairs, if that helps. First initial is P.
Oh, Pete McMurray.
I swear to God, I'm going to have to get a weapon.
He's poaching guests.
I'm going to have at least a taser. I'm going to have to taser these animals.
He didn't have you on, though.
I was there last night, but it didn't air. It was recorded. So you guys are the first live.
All right.
So
that's old media.
First in the pool is first in the pool.
Bo, that's old media. You're in the future here, buddy, and you're all about the future. I swear, I'm going to have to bring them in like they did Howard Hughes in a refrigerator box, and nobody can see them.
Yeah. Is there a back door somewhere we can bring our guests in?
Jeez, it's insane here lately. All right, Bo, I wish you the best. If this happens, really, and you can get this in the water next summer, I'll be massively impressed, as I'm sure a lot of people will, because it just seems like things take so long here to get anything done, and we need a party boat after our long winters, and if you can get this thing up during the winter, under that dome, and I can go over there in my Speedo or my thong and walk around in January.
There's 12 months a year?
With a champagne coolie?
You won't even need the Jägermeister drip.
No, be in a good... I'll be off the Jägermeister drip. I'll just have a straight shot and hang by this. Well, it's Bo Darcy's project, and we'll see how it develops. Good luck with it. Like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing something out there that has party written all over it, and you seem to be the guy. I haven't seen anything. Has anybody ever tried this before? I know I mentioned this the other day. Old Man Daly wanted to put an airport out in the lake. Now, that's a bigger project, but that never went anywhere. This seems kind of doable.
That's what we're hoping. I've spent 2 years to get it this far, so I think we're going to get her there.
All right. Thank you. Bo Darcy.
Thank you very much, guys.
On .fm.